And so we see Christ set above all earthly priests that were types and pictures of his coming. And we looked at last time in verses 7 and 8, in the days of his flesh, in other words, his work as a man, yes, as God, and yet as a man. That's the mystery of godliness. When he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears, it shows the true suffering that our Lord went through in order to be that sin bearer that the Father appointed him to be. I would that by God's grace we could truly enter into that, but I know I don't. If I did, it would probably be without ceasing my own crying and tears for who I am and what I am, but sadly that is not the case. But gladly, it's not required. I hear so many preachers looking at this and saying, well, if we would just follow Christ's example. But that's not the point of this passage. If righteousness could come by law, in other words, even the law of repentance, then Christ is dead in vain. The whole point of his coming is that it is because of such hardened hearts as we have. And if you want a notion of just how depraved they are, even with the Spirit dwelling in us, we know not how to pray as we ought. We don't seek the Lord as we ought. And anybody that says that he does is fooling himself. But his prayers, his strong supplications and cries and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. He had to go through death, but death could not maintain or keep that grip upon him because there was no sin in him.